Christ our strength crowns the blessed martyrs. Let us rejoice on this holy day. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. May we prefer nothing to the love of Christ. May he lead us all to freedom and the fullness of life. The martyrs living now with Christ in suffering were tried, their anguish overthrown by love when on his cross they died. Across the centuries they come, in constancy unmoved. Their loving hearts make no complaint, in silence they are proved. Across the centuries they come, in constancy unmoved. Their loving hearts make no complaint, in silence they are proved. No one has ever measured love or weighed it with a hand, but God, who knows the inmost heart, gives them the promised land. Beloved martyrs, let us join your shouts of joy and praise, and show us how to follow Christ, who leads us all our days. Praise Abba, Word and Spirit blessed, who guide us through the night in ways that reach beyond the stars to everlasting light. Amen. They did no wrong to anyone, but bore patiently wrongs done to them, praying for their enemies in the love of Christ. How happy the nations who listen, the peoples who respond to God's love, for God love holds all things together while guarding the children of earth. Preparing all things from eternity, ready to share all we need, into our hands and our hearts, bestowing what makes us free. A nation is not saved by its army, a general not saved by his strength. Weapons, mere outward expressions of greed in fearful hearts. None of this leads to safety. This kind of power cannot save. But God's love is always at hand for those whose hearts are open, to rescue their lives from destruction, to feed them in times of famine. Our whole being is waiting for God, whose love is both help and shield. Our hearts rejoice in this wonder. We trust in the name of the Holy One. May your love be upon us, O God, for we place all our hope in you. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. They did no wrong to anyone, but bore patiently wrongs done to them, praying for their enemies in the love of Christ.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Consider this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must share as called and gifted, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, "The just scatter abroad and give to the poor, their righteousness endures forever." The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Thanks be to God.
This great lover of charity greeted his enemies, gave them food and drink, while he knew they would kill him. The great witness of Christ, mine red, forgave his enemies and commended his spirit to our God, gave them food and drink, while he knew they would kill him. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. This great lover of charity greeted his enemies, gave them food and drink, while he knew they would kill him. The blessed Agnes prayed from the midst of the flames. O mighty one, I worship you and glorify your name forever. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The blessed Agnes prayed from the midst of the flames. O mighty one, I worship you and glorify your name forever. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of any be denied. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Great fire of charity, you kindled in Saint Agnes and Saint Meinrad a generous love and a heartfelt compassion for those who were about to kill them. As we remember their lives and their legends, empower us to follow the gospel's command that we love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, and pray for those who wish us harm. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit in the power of love, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may abound in hope. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be our love. All the world worships you, the Abba everlasting. All the heavenly choirs of angels and saints joining your praise and sing. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. Your holy church throughout the world acknowledges you, the Abba of infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the Abba. When you took human nature to deliver us, you did not disdain the Virgin's womb. When you had overcome the sting of death, you open to believers the reign of God's heaven. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Abba. We believe that you shall come to be our judge. We beseech you, therefore, help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting.